Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Free Church, Whittenhall Church. We thank God that we can now come together to meet, to worship Him. And things are easing. Life is changing. People are having hope again. Today, I just want to briefly speak to you on the book of John, chapter 1. Verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word with God. The Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Brothers and sisters, I want to propound briefly on the Word of God. When you read the Bible, it says that in the beginning God created. In the beginning God created using the Word. And we theologically understand that the Word which is spoken of is one of the three in the Trinity, and is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This Word is so powerful because here in John says that without Him nothing was created. That is very, very strong. Without Him nothing was created. Secondly, the same was in the beginning with God. Very, very strong. He was in the beginning with God. That is Jesus Christ. Thirdly, it says that He is God. It says that He was God. This is Jesus Christ. As I said before, that in the beginning of the book of Genesis, it shows that three of the Trinity were active in creating the whole world and many other things. And today here we hear this testimony about the where, when, and how Jesus Christ came to be. He is mentioned as the Logos. This word is mentioned as the Logos in Greek. Brothers and sisters, this word is so powerful. Powerful in such that all the people who were sinners were hit by this word and converted, and these people died in sin. Their bodies became powerless because this word had hit like a bullet, hitting the hearts of all those people who were evildoers. And the same people who denied the body, that this body I surrender, then became Christians. They demonstrated this by agreeing to be baptized, as if being buried, burying the old body which was habitual to sins. This is how the Word of God works. This is the proof of the Word of God when you see very, very important people surrendering themselves, confessing and professing Jesus Christ, and going to demonstrate this by going underwater to be baptized, showing that, you know, this body is now dead. I live a new life. I live with Christ. These are the results of the Word I am talking about. Because He is the Creator. Because He is God, because He was there in the beginning, because nothing was made without Him that was made. That exists, all exists, because Jesus Christ made it possible. Brothers and sisters, drawing your attention to the Word, which is Jesus Christ, this morning, I am very happy to invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to invite Jesus Christ as your supreme God, to invite Jesus Christ as the person who has worked right in your heart to change you today, to be a prayerful person. When we go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Listen to how powerful the word of God is. He says, it is quick. Nothing is quicker than the word of God. Nothing is quicker than Jesus Christ. Nothing is so powerful than Jesus Christ. Remember, in other passages, you will find that Jesus is mentioned as omnipotence, which means that he is more powerful, all powerful. The power that he created the earth, the power that he created all the things which are there, the power that he created human beings, is the same power which is the one that he goes through the heart of a man, hard-hearted, and heat that heart to melt like water, and the person converted to Jesus Christ, the person surrenders his sins, and the person surrenders his body, what we see in baptism, and the person decides to take a new way, that is to follow Jesus Christ. Going back to chapter 4, verse 12, it is saying this word is quick. Nothing is quicker than the word. The word is quick. You know, when the hunter is hunting, when he sees the game, and he points at it, then the moment he triggers the gun is the moment that the animal is hit. Very quick. Jesus Christ is quicker than that. One other the word which we're talking about, which is like, it is the word which is limitless. It is limitless. That's why you hear when people preach in the radios, one can preach from America, one can preach from Africa, one can preach from anywhere. But the word at that same time will cross all the oceans and will land into the heart of anybody somewhere at that particular time. This word is limitless. Whether it's night or day, this word is limitless. I remember when I used to preach in the media, preaching in the broadcasting, when one morning a person phoned me and said he heard the word which I was preaching. The man was in Tete, Mozambique, but I was in Zimbabwe. But that same time, he was sleeping in the night when the word came into his blankets, when the word went through his body, when the word went to his heart, and he repented and called me in the morning to say, oh, the word blessed him. I'm trying to talk about the quickness of the word. I'm trying to talk about the power of the word. Because the Bible says it is powerful. The fact that Jesus Christ was killed and died and was buried and rose again shows where power is. Jesus Christ, if he rose again himself, so he can do anything on you. That's why he was healing those people who were dead, raising them, those people who were sick, maybe those people who were crippled. Under his word, they were healed. Showing the power which I'm talking about here, the power which is mentioned in the book of Hebrews. One other thing which is mentioned there says, sharper. The word of God is sharper than anything, very sharp. than any two-edged sword. Do you know a sword? A big knife, like weapon which people used to kill other people with in the wars or even in fighting. It is a sword, very sharp and powerful. But the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. When you talk about the soul, you're talking about something which you can't see. When you're talking about spirit, you're talking about something which you can't see. Listen, the word of God hits all those people, those things. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul, dividing asunder of spirit, and of the joints. The joints are hit by the word of God, and the marrow inside the bones, and is a discerner of the thoughts. It goes into the brain and the intents of the heart, right deep into the heart. I'm talking about the word of God, how powerful it is. Have you ever experienced what I'm talking about? Maybe not. You only hear, you only see people talking about it. You only see people dramatizing about it. Have you ever experienced it really? I have. So today I want to encourage you to find this word of God to get into you, to help you to be a different person from who you are, from all these habits which you were born with and you can't leave them. Once you receive the word of God, once this word of God hits you, you will forget about all these things. You will start living a new life. You will start living a new way. You will start walking a new direction, because the word of God is calling you to do so, to follow Jesus Christ. When you go in the book of Hebrews here, in chapter 12, there is a reading as well that he says, so that he refused not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. I am talking about the power of the word of God. He says here it doesn't shake earth only, but it will shake heaven. And people should not refuse the word, but people should open their hearts for the word of God. Because here it says that he spoke with a powerful word in the beginning. His word shook the earth. The word that shook the earth is still in action today. Can you hear the word? Can you see the word? When you talk about Jesus Christ, you're talking about the word that made the world to be, that made all the animals to live, that made human beings to be. It is the word of God which I'm talking about today. And I'm inviting you to listen to the word. I'm inviting you to read the word. Through the written word of God, you can really experience the power of God. Even in the Bible, you can really feel the power of God, even when you pray through the Holy Spirit, because God is speaking to you today. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to just remind you about the word of God which created the world, about the word of God which changed the people to die from their sins and to live in Jesus Christ. Those who demonstrated it by getting into baptism, they are those people who are living, following Christ today as his followers. Are you one of the followers? Are you a Christian? Have you changed from the body which you were born with, or you still having a habit of your birth? Have you changed to be a Christian? Are you now a born-again Christian? Are you now a child of God? Listen, I'm talking about the Creator. Jesus Christ in the book of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word, without Him, nothing was created. My brother, once you agree to open your heart for Jesus Christ, a new heart will be created. It is all powerful. All the stumbling blocks in your life will be crushed. The devil's power will be crushed because you are now a follower of Christ. You can talk to him any minute and Jesus Christ will answer you. Jesus Christ will direct you. Jesus Christ is there for you. Brothers and sisters, today you are here, regardless of COVID that went through destroying many people. You are there and you are praying. Therefore, can you move closer to Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Can you move closer to Jesus Christ as the word of God that he changed your life? God is calling you to follow him today. God is calling you to do his will today. Whose will are you doing? If not of God, please, please, I invite you to come to Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that in him was life. The Bible says in him was light. Therefore, if you follow Jesus Christ, you are not making any mistake, but you are on the right direction, and heaven is yours. In Jesus' name, amen.